Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as the technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz, or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oystens. See or hear you soon. Greetings and welcome once again to Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Dell, and with me today, as always, is the excellent Cornelius Bartlett, Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions. How do you do today, sir?
I'm great, Jason. I'm honored. You're calling me the excellent. Wow.
Yeah. Excellence deserves. I believe in giving people flowers out now that they're living. Yeah. So
take your flowers, sir. Thank you for my flowers.
You're most welcome. And of course, you can reach the excellent Cornelius and his wonderful team over at Corbar Business Solutions at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters Christchurch. That's about 100 meters east, as you old people say, above the Oysters Police Station. You can give them a call at 428-9611 or
420-5717.
And you can give them a call at those numbers. You can send them an email, sales@corbaronline.com, corbaronline.com. And you can follow them on your preferred social media, Corbar Biz with a Z at the end. That's the keyword to use. Visit them online as well to view their extensive collection of things to make your business easier. Visit corbaronline.com. Today, Cornelius, let's get right into it. We are interested in growing the business. Give us your thoughts on how we can effectively grow the business.
Sure, Jason. First of all, you know, one of the things that I would want to say is that most businesses, if not all, started out small first. So the whole idea of growth is that you move from small to larger to larger to larger. Now, the transition between small or startup and growth is very critical to understand that in order to transition, you need to also transition the way you think, and by extension, transition the way you operate. One of the things that I found that in investigating startups is that after the years pass, but you find that the owners, who usually is the chief cook and bottle washer, will continue to want to do all of the functions of the business by themselves. And I'm going to tell you now, if you have your business on your back like a haversack, and you are not looking to employ anyone or to discharge some of your responsibility into, even if you outsource, you will get to a certain stage and you will plateau. You will not grow any further.
Yeah.
There is no way, and I'm telling you from experience, there is no way Corbar Business Solutions could be the company is today if I had been doing all the things. Because when I started, I did everything. I made every delivery. I collected every check. I did all my deposits. I did all the programming of all the registers. I answered all the phone calls because I had my cell phone going, and it was all centered around me. I carry the business on my back. I want to encourage you business persons out there to start working on the business instead of working in the business solely. So when you work on the business, you can work on the growth element of the business, and you can now hire like a cashier, you can hire somebody in the office to do clerical. And when you get to a certain size, you can hire a manager. Like, we have a manager now at Corbar. My life is no longer based on doing a lot of operational things. My life is more in the strategic. And the strategic means I look for the new areas of growth. I look for strategies for growth, and I allow my manager to deal with operations. And my manager has a team, and that team functions the way they're supposed to function. Also, I have an accountant. I have an attorney at law that works with the company. I have an HR specialist. I also have marketing consultants in Arab social media, you name it. So you don't need to employ people full time. You can also let people work for you on retainer. So there are lots of different business models that you can use. But we offer consultancy as well. So we'd be quite happy to consult with anyone who wants to know more about how they can grow their business.
And of course, at Corbar Business Solutions, you provide tools and solutions, not just physical products, but actual solutions to help people grow their businesses efficiently and, shall I say, effectively, to use that cliche. Items such as point of sale systems, time and attendance systems, cash management equipment, coin counters, bill counters, counterfeit detectors, scales, rubber stamps. I know we love the rubber stamps, the self-inking kind. HR and payroll software, stationary ticketing systems for like when you're in queues, hardware for the point of sale, barcode scanners, printers, receipt printers, Android and Windows terminals, labeling machines, laminators, adding machines, impulse sealers, pricing guns, UPS, paper shredders, spiral binding machines, toners, cash drawers, business equipment, service, and repairs. You can also rent your equipment for your business from Carbar, get a surveillance system, even software scripts and programming, ITC solutions and services, networking, accounting services, business coaching, and so on and so on. All from Carbar Business Solutions. And again, you can give them a call, 428-9611-420-5717, or you can visit them online, carbaronline.com. Let's revisit, Cornelius, the point of sale system. That is a big ticket item. It's one that can help position a business of all kinds. We gave some examples last time we spoke, and let's also talk about time and attendance systems. What would you like to say today about POS systems, point of sale, and time and attendance systems?
Well, today, Jason, we want to approach it from a slightly different angle. I think people know the benefits of point of sale systems. I want to look at the different types of point of sale systems, and I also want to look at the issue of affordability. I know lots of people, when they hear about technology, they start to panic and start to think about all the money that they will have to spend. I want to let you know, and I'm saying this from a very sincere place, we have found ways of making point of sale extremely affordable for you small businesses. Small businesses are the largest sector. They're the ones who helped us to get where we are, and we are not ungrateful. We want to make sure that we continue our focus on building small businesses. Yeah. First of all, let's look at the types. We do point of sale for many different business types. So we do restaurant. We're very, very good at restaurant. Actually, we partnered with a local company. We're the CEO and I, we have the same vision for business. So we said, you know, why work separately? Why don't we work together? So he brought 35 years of his experience. I brought 25 of mine. And together, if my math is correct, that sounds like 60 years, right? 25 and 35.
Quick math, sir. Yes.
Okay. Right. You're the accountant, so you have to check you first. So we do restaurant point of sale. And this particular partner, he spent his entire life in restaurants. So if you have a small deli or you have a big sitting fancy restaurant like the ones that you, Jason, like to go to, we can easily have you set up. Whatever your budget is, we can find a solution for you. I can tell you as well, Jason, there is free software online which we are trained to configure. Nice. And the good thing about free software is that it wipes out the cost of having to purchase software up front. And the free software, I'll let you know, is not free totally. It is free initially. But if you want advanced features, then the company overseas, you will pay like a little $5 or whatever extra for various features. But it starts off free, where you can do your daily transactions. You can see your daily sales and whatever, all for free. So it means that you are only saddled with the cost of the actual hardware. Apart from restaurant, we also do retail. Yep. So if you have a mini mart, a supermarket, we can also do point of sale for you. If you have a clothing store, if you're selling services, whatever it is you're doing. The point of the matter is that any business, whether you're small, medium, or large, whether you're a restaurant, your retail, your pizzeria, your deli, it doesn't matter what you're doing, we can set you up. The point of the matter is that once you are selling something, whether it's a physical product or service, and you're collecting money, you have a need for what we offer. In terms of time and attendance, I want people who are hearing me now to understand that in time and attendance, we offer mainly biometric. I mean, we really don't like to offer the ones with proximity cards. I know a proximity card is like an advanced feature, but it is cheatable in that you can give someone your proximity card to log in for you, to buy a punch for you.
Exactly.
So what we tend to offer over the years is we tend to stay in the zone of biometrics. One of our solutions still has proximity card in case you have, like, let's say it's a job site where you have construction and you have masons and so on that are handling bricks and cement and all
so
that.
So there's a lot of dust and foreign material.
We have a portable one. It's called the BioTouch. It can hold up to about 500 employees. You don't have any software with it that you have to worry about having a computer on location. You take a flash drive, you put it into the USB port, and you upload those punches. And those punches download in Excel. And it's extremely portable. So you can actually take it and run it from your car. You can plug it into your, let's say, a voltage inverter that you plug into your circuit light in your car. And if you're the foreman, you can have the masons and carpenters log in, you know. So I just wanted people to understand that in terms of time and attendance, we do time and attendance for a variety of applications.
Excellent. Because I'm a customer working in the office environment. But you're saying that Carbar Business Solutions can bring time and attendance solutions to bear regardless of your particular working environment.
That's right. And I love you, Jason. I know that some people might think that this is a sales pitch, but it's not a sales pitch. I really built Carbar around listening to customers, such that my entire team will tell you, I preach this every day. We need to give customers the experience that will be addictive, that will keep them coming back and bringing all their friends. And it has to be based on not only the way you speak to them, but it has to do with the price points that you offer as well.
Indeed, indeed. And as they continue to form a line outside number 8 Oysters Plaza, we might have to install a ticketing system at Cora Bar. Who knows? But I know that ticketing systems are something that you specialize in. And yeah. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about that, as well as on rostering and payroll for your human resource in your organization. Because after all, human resource is the most important resource in any organization.
It is also the most expensive resource in any organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why you need a time and attendance system. But let's talk ticketing. So we're talking about employees in terms of human resource, but let's talk about our customers. Because without customers, we don't need any human resource, right?
Exactly.
Because the real boss of a business is really the customer.
Yes.
And companies that don't realize that soon become history because customers are boss. So in terms of ticketing systems, we offer ticketing systems that are wireless. So in other words, you don't have to worry about having a button under a desk anymore. You have to find that button to actually advance the numbers. And most people think know what a ticketing system is. But for those who don't, a ticketing system is really a system that allows you to allow your customers to pull a ticket. There's a screen installed in visible sight of the customer. You have an operator that advances the number. The number matches the ticket you have. And when your number is advanced, you just proceed to the counter or to the desk to do your business. Now, the reason we went wireless is because it gives flexibility that you can have remote controls that you can pass around to a variety of employees who will take charge of advancing those numbers. We also have a ticketing kiosk. I mentioned that, I think, a couple series ago.
Yes,
but
did.
We have ticketing systems. We also have the tickets. Some people choose to buy the tickets alone and actually give people without actually buying the ticketing system. It's your choice. The point of the matter is that we not only sell the ticketing system, but we also keep good supplies of tickets. So if you buy a ticketing system, you can always rest assured that you have the actual media or supplies, as it were. Or if you want to just buy the ticket standalone, you may have an outdoor event and you may not want to invest upfront in a ticketing system. It's your choice. We are not going to try to convince you to buy anything that you don't need. The point of the matter is that we have them. In terms of HR and rostering and payroll software, I would have announced a couple of weeks ago that we have a locally developed HR, payroll, and rostering package.
Beautiful.
So I want you to understand that how we are offering it, you don't have to buy the whole animal. I was going to say the whole hog, but I don't eat pork, you see. So I try to stay away from the pig a lot. But I know a lot of people eat pork, so maybe I can still use it.
Metaphorically, you know?
Yes, metaphorically.
Yeah.
You can buy the legs, you can buy the head, you can buy even the tail separate. Or HR software, you can buy the rostering element by itself, you can buy the payroll element, or you can just buy the time and attendance element of it. The thing about it is that it's scalable, so you can start off with what is your biggest need. And as your need or your budget then permits, you can then buy the other modules. It's very modular, and we are quite happy to give anyone a demonstration who would want to have one. Just remember to call us at 428-9611, 420-5717. In due course, we're going to have an online resource where you can actually go online and see exactly what it's about, and you can choose the area that you want to investigate. But right now, we're building our website. And we are also rebuilding our social media presence. So you can look out for some very exciting things from Cora Bar on the digital platforms. Very, very much so.
Watch this space. You know, as we continue to grow our businesses, Cornelius, we want to make sure that we spend our free time wisely. Would you please end today's episode with a bit of a personal encouragement regarding on how we can best spend our free time?
Certainly. And I'm hoping that we actually create free time. Because free time is also very important. And free time meaning, in this context, meaning time that you spend outside of your business. Now, apart from family, because I always advocate that family comes first.
Yes.
So outside of earning your daily bread to support your family, you need to look at how you spend your free time. I find that as I look around and I talk to people, I analyze human beings, because I might have said before, I like to study human behavior. And one of the things that I realize is that a lot of people spend their free time wasted.
Yeah.
So let's get granular. We need to invest our free time and not just spend it loosely. So a lot of people, for example, might spend their free time watching nonsense on TV. And I'm being judgmental here. And I'm not going to make any apologies for it. So let's work it out. Some people watch as much as 3 hours of TV daily.
Yes.
And when you look at the content of what they're watching, sorry for putting it so bluntly, but I tend to be a little blunt very often. It's garbage, right? Imagine if you spent that time, let's say, studying the word of God, which teaches you how to relate to God and your fellow man better. Let's suppose you spent it in motivation, encouraging yourself so that you can become also an encouragement for others. Spend it, let's say, developing a new skill, something that could help you to help people, maybe even earn some extra money.
Yeah.
spend some time understanding yourself better, becoming mindful, understanding how to improve your marriage, understanding how to improve your relationship with your children, understanding how to treat your employees better. There's so much to learn. But Jason, I have a policy that I will never live long enough to learn as much as I can learn. So I am like a sponge. I'm a knowledge junkie. And I want to encourage everyone who's hearing my voice to try it and see how your life starts to change. Your knowledge base goes up, you become more peaceful, and you feel more fulfilled.
Indeed. Wise words as always to end yet another episode of Down to Business with Corbar Business Solutions. I'm your host, Jason Bell, and the voice you heard before mine was Managing Director of Corbar Business Solutions, Mr. Cornelius Bartlett. Cornelius, a pleasure as always, sir. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Same here, and God bless.
Corbar Business Solutions supplies business solutions through equipment, technology, and services. From as small as a rubber stamp to as large as a technology that runs your business, Corbar is here to serve your every business need. Come and experience doing business with a difference, where we treat you like family. Give us a call at 428-9611 or 420-5717. Follow us on social media, Corbar Biz or CorbarOnline.com, or visit us at number 8 Oysters Plaza, Oysters. See or hear you soon.